Let's review a little bit. So we're doing the sugya of chati chati. Okay, so you got a machlokas about the pasuk. The problem is the pasuk says, one pasuk says, Atzeres tiyala, Atzeres l'Hashem alakecha, mean the yantu should be l'Hashem. Another pasuk says, Atzeres tiyalacham, should be l'Hashem for you. So l'Hashem means learning, for you means eating, basically. Okay, so which one is it? So there's Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar have two different solutions. Rabbi Yeshua says chatzi chatzi, half the day lacham, half the Hashem, and Rabbi Elazar says you choose either kula Hashem or kula lacham. Okay, he doesn't go for the chatzi. He says kula kula. Okay, you get to choose. Each person gets to choose. So we said the machlokas we said is on the surface. We said Rabbi Elazar's point is that the whole idea of atzeres tiyalacham, atzeres Hashem alakecha, is that you have to define the day as having a certain character. You know, it's not a half a day, it's a whole day. So you can't, what do you do by doing it for half a day? You have to characterize the day. And since the unit is the day, so you can characterize the day as Lasham, or you characterize the day as Lacham. Right? You can't, doing half and half doesn't accomplish either. It's just like a mixed up day. So you have to characterize the day. Now the Pasuk says both Lasham and Lacham. So he said it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is really on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Koveya the Yantif as having the characteristics which it needs. Okay, and how does Klal Yisrael do it? Through a certain group within the Klal doing Lacham, Kul Lacham, and a certain group doing Kul Lasham. And thereby the unit of Klal Yisrael is Koveya the day as being Lasham and as being Lacham. Okay, but any one individual can't do half, can't switch, because then he's not characterizing it in either way. But he's not doing anything, and he's just he's mixed up. But through having, there's always going to be two groups within the people. There's, let's say, the Atamid Chamim, who are going to do Lasham, and there's the Amratzim, who are doing Lacham. And thereby, through the two of them, the Klal accomplishes defining the day as in both ways. Okay, that's Rabbi Elazar's argument. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're not trying to define the day. The day is automatically defined. Hashem defines the day. The Torah defines the day. Yontif is Lasham and Lacham. What we have to do is you must to act in line with the character of the day. Since the day has two characteristics, Lashem and Lachem, you must express, you must live those two characteristics. Okay, and how do you do that? So now you have the day has two characteristics, and you have to express both of them. So you do it since the day has two halves. So you take it, one half you do to Lashem, one half you do to Lachem, and thereby you express both characteristics of the day. Okay, so in other words, you could express two characteristics of a day by giving each one its appropriate time. But you can't define the day, because if you want to define the day, you have to relate to the whole day in that singular manner. Because okay? That's the way you could define that it's a one unit. But if the day is already defined, then you simply have to respond to that definition. Since it has two definitions, so you respond to one half of the day in one way and one half of the day in the other way. And therefore you have chatzi chatzi. So that's the machlokas. Are you defining the day? In which case, each person can only do one way, and then it's going to be through the klal that the day becomes defined in both ways. Or are you simply responding to the day with the day's definition, which already exists? In which case, each individual could respond by splitting his day. Aside, I mean, it is interesting that the two themes aren't conflicting. Is Lashem and Lacham. But I think the idea is because Lashem is because it's a day where you go to the Lefnei Hashem. So there's an idea of your Lashem, so you're involving yourself in Lashem, right? It's a day where you're Lefnei Hashem Alakach, let's say in the Mikdash or whatever, so you involve yourself in activities which bring you Lefnei Hashem, namely, let's say, Torah, right? But at the same time, there's a great simcha, which being Lashem and being Lefnei Hashem and the fact that God allows us to be Lefnei Hashem gives a person great simcha, and therefore that simcha of his Lefnei Hashem causes him to do a lacham, causes him to have simcha. And that's another theme in Yantif, that the lacham generates a simcha, and therefore it involves a lacham. So the idea is like, you think of them at odds, because you think of if you think of it as like learning and physical pleasure, then they're at odds. But that's if it's physical pleasure for the sake of physical pleasure. But if the physical pleasure is an expression of the simcha of the Lashem, of the fact that God relates to man, so then there really could both be appropriate themes in Yantif. There's the Lashem where you're actually involved in the Lashem, thinking about God and the fact that God relates to us. But then there's the natural other side of the picture, which is that gives a person a great simcha, that he thinks about the fact that God relates to him, and that's the Lashem, and he expresses simcha through Achila B'Shadiyah. It's a natural human expression of simcha. So the two themes are not at odds. Now, if the two things both exist in the yom, and you must express both those themes, so what you do is you take half the day and you learn, the other half the day and you have simcha. But if Rabbi Elazar holds it, you must be defining the day as a day of Lashem, or as a day of Lacham. So if you want to define the day, you can't define the day by doing half of the day, and then you're defining half of the day, and not defining the whole day. So you have to define the day, you have to define it entirely in one way. Now, they're both characteristics of the day. So yes, some of Klal Yisrael defines it as Lashem, some of Klal Yisrael defines it as Lacham. But any one person, I can't be split. We did say one other point is that even according to Rabbi Elazar, he doesn't say that it's asr to eat. Let's say you're doing lashem. He doesn't say it's asr to eat. And if you're doing lachem, he doesn't say it's asr to learn. Okay, it means the overwhelming characteristic of the day should be is that's how you define the day. But Tosfos says that even according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds is that if you're going to eat, it's nice to have a good meal because the simchas yantav. So, because he agrees that even if you're a guy who's defining it as Lashem, you are part of Klal Yisrael, and there are people who are defining it as Lachem. So, insofar as you're eating, so then it's appropriate that the eating which you do is in line with, it will be in line with the day if you have Simcha. It's just that it's not your role, and you're not taking on the role of defining it in that manner. But insofar as you're going to have a meal, so it's appropriate, it's in line with the nature of the day to have a nice meal, it's just you're not chayiv to do that. You're not chayiv to do it, because that's the chayiv is to define the day, and you're defining it in the other manner. But Rabbi Elazar still told the students, okay, go home, eat a good meal, because it really does have that identity vis-a-vis the other part of the Adam. Or because of the other part of the Adam. So let's do a little bit of background. So we're going to digress now a little bit to Gemara Pesachim. It's a parallel Gemara about Tachatzi and Pesachim. And let's digress a little bit, just because I don't think we should take a shortcut, but let's do as little as we have to do to follow what's going on. But basically, the Mishnah is as follows. It's the Mishnah on Pesachim, Samachayim, and Beis. It says, Eil Dvarim Pesach Dochanes HaShabbos. So these are the things that Karban Pesach is Doch HaShabbos. Okay, in other words, if Yudala comes out on Shabbos, so these are the things that are docha you could do on Erev Pesach. Shchitaso, either shchita, Zrigas damo, Umichay karavo, Vektaros chalavov. So all these different things, like you're taking out the innards and burning the fats. Avot sliyaso, v'hadachas karavo, v'en docha nasa Shabbos. But the roasting it and the washing out the innards, that basically isn't docha Shabbos. Okay, because that's the thing you do afterwards. Okay? You do it after it gets dark. Because again, what do? You shecht and you prepare the Karban Pesach on the 14th and you eat it at night on the 15th. So those things which you could do in the night, like roasting it, you could do that on the 15th when it's not going to be Shabbos. It's going to be Yom Tov because you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, right? So that's saying it's not Docha Shabbos, but the fourth, the Shechita, you got to do on the 14th, you got to do on Erev Pesach, so that you're allowed to do. It says, HaKavasu HaVasu Chutz L'Tchom V'Chatichas Yavelto V'Ena Docha Shabbos. So carrying it from outside the Tchom and cutting off like a wart that it would have is not Docha Shabbos. Right? So why would you say it's not Docha Shabbos, those things? Why would you say those things are not Docha Shabbos? Carrying it as a tchum, for instance. You could have done it yesterday. You could have done it on the 13th. Why do you have to do it on the 14th? So that's why it's not Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Dochen. He says, no, it is Docha Shabbos. Even though you could have done it from yesterday, it's Docha. Okay, Amar Blazer, well, then who? Shechita is a malacha, deoraisa. It's a malacha, and it's docha Shabbos. These things are shvos. The cutting off the wart, tchoma, whatever. These things are docha. I'll prove it to you from Yantav. Shehitiru bo mishum malacha. That the Torah mattered you to do malacha. Okay, that they matter you to do malacha. What does it mean they matter you to do malacha? Right, they matter Rashi shchita u'bishul shuva malachos. And we turn on the hedgehog. You're allowed to cook, and you're allowed to do shchita on yantef, right? On yantef. But also lo lahavidav yichotzot chum v'lachlo v'alvavei ashal meyasmal. After gives chum darabanan, but you're not allowed to bring them from outside the chum because it was possible to do it yesterday. So it says, your argument is that if Karban Pesach, Shechita, which is the Raisa you're allowed to do on Shabbos, certainly you should be allowed to bring it from Chutz L'Tchom, right, which is only the Rabbanan. He says, oh, really? But that's not true, because I'll show you by Yantif. On Yantif, you're allowed to do Shechita, but you're not allowed to carry something from outside L'Tchom. And the reason is because you could have done it from yesterday. So similarly, by Shechita, you could have done it from yesterday. So therefore, there's no Raya. Right? So it says, Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Maze Yeshua, what kind of proof is that from Yantif? Ma Raya, Rishus, Le Mitzvah? How could you bring me a proof from Rishus, from Yantif, which is a Rishus? Simchas Yantif, which is a Rishus, and that's why you're not allowed to bring something from Chutz L'Tchom on Yantif, because it's just for Simchas Yantif, which is the Rishus. To a Mitzvah, Karban Pesach is a Mitzvah, then you should certainly be able to bring from Chutz L'Tchom. Okay? Right. So that's what he's saying is that, right. So you see in the, from this statement that Rabbi Elazar is saying that you can't, how could you compare the matdering Karban Pesach, which is a mitzvah, to matdering something because of Simchas Yantif, which is a rishas? But the question is, what do you mean Simchas Yantif is a rishas? Simchas Yantif is a rishas, how does Simchas Yantif is also a mitzvah? Right? So that's why Gemara comes in. Remember, this is Rabbi Elazar, he's the kulo guy. That's so that's where the Gemara comes in and says, Rabbi Yeshua l'tamei, damar Simchas Yantif v'nami mitzvah. But Rabbi Yeshua will defend himself very easily. He holds Simchas Yantif as a mitzvah. So therefore, Karban Pesach is a mitzvah. Simchas Yantif is a mitzvah. So therefore, if you want to say something should be something, you see something to be docha yantif, right, before the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, it can't be docha yantif even though it's a mitzvah. You know, carrying something of Chutz L'Tchom, which is darabanan, still you can't do it for a mitzvah Simchas Yantif, which is a mitzvah. So same thing for Karban Pesach. Yes, that's what Rabbi Shu holds, but Rabbi Lazar holds, no, it's not a mitzvah, so therefore, right, therefore they're different. So that's how it's going to come. So Rabbi Shu Taimei, this is the Our Gemara on Samachas and Mavesh. The Omar, Simchas Yantav Nami Mitzvah. He holds Simchas Yantav is also a mitzvah. The Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Inol Adam B'Yantav, Ela Ochol V'Shosa, El Yosha V'Shona. That a person, simple and Yantav, chooses. Either you learn all day, or you eat all day. Rabbi Shu, Omer, Chalkev, Chatzil, Achilo, Shev, Chatzil, Beis, Medrash, half and half. Okay, so that's basically our machlokas. So according to Rabbi Elazar, you have a choice. You can either do kul Hashem or kul Lachem. So since you have a choice, you can't tell me that Simchas Yantif is a mitzvah such that I can be docha yantif for it because you'll say it's a mitzvah because I have the option of not doing Simchas Yantif. I have the option of just learning all day long. So therefore, it doesn't have the force, the power of a docha, of a mitzvah, because the fact that it's optional. It's interesting, even though a guy could choose lachem. But apparently the saying is that since you have the option of lachem, and when you're not going to cook, and it's not going to be a mitzvah, so therefore it doesn't have the power as of a docha as a mitzvah. Okay, as a mitzvah. Let's see if there's Rashi here. Right. Okay. Okay, are we good? I mean, this is just the shot of the how this thing fit in. Okay, so now this is the part I wanted to do. You realize that? I don't know. The next part. Yeah, okay. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Hakol modin ba'atzeras ba'ina nami lachem. Okay. Everyone agrees on Shavuos, you need lachem. Okay. Even Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you could choose, you don't have to do lachem. If you want, you can learn all day long. Or if you want, you can eat all day long. But Rabbi Elazar agrees that on Yantan Shavuos, you need lachem. You also need lachem. You gotta eat. Okay, you can't just learn all day on Shavuos. Okay, why? What's the difference about Shavuos and anything else? If anything, you think the opposite, right? Shavuos, learning Torah. Stay up all night long, right? My time, Yom Shinit Nabo Torahu. It's the day the Torah was given. Okay? The day the Torah was given. Right? Gotta eat. Torah was given that day. Right? It doesn't exactly add up, right? So Rashi. Deba'ina Nami Lachem. It's funny. So what, Rabbi Elazar, so how does this formula go? Does he hold everyone has to do Kul Lachem on Yom Shavuos? Does he hold Chatzi Chatzi on Shavuos? Like, what's the deal? It's funny that the Yom Tovim are splitting up now, and they're not all the same. You would thought they were previously all the same. So what is the Divinu Nami Lachem? Rashi, Sheyisameach Bo, B'Maychal V'Mishta, that you should be happy with eating and drinking. Leharos, to show, Shenoach U'Mekubal Yom Zeh Yisrael, that this day is pleasant and acceptable. Because the Torah is given on this day. So you want to show that this is a day which is very acceptable to come. Kal Yisrael, and you show that through eating. Okay? You show that through eating. Okay? So what's happening? Does he hold kulalo or katsi? Like I said, what does he hold on to us? Just pshat. What's he holding? So does he reject? Does he go with chatzi now all of a sudden? Does he not? Does he say you have to do kulo? Everyone has to do kulo lachem? Mm-hmm. Like what's he saying? So if you say, I guess you could try to say that he's saying is that every other yontif you have to define, and therefore the way you define it is by kulo and kulo. But here it's already defined, so therefore you just have to respond that it's chatzi chatzi.
You can't say it's chatzi chatzi. Say kulo lachem.
And the reason why you'd say it's already defined is because it's the day that the Torah was given, right?
No.
Right, that's what you're saying. But because it's the day the Torah is given, therefore that's why it's already defined. I don't think that's what Rashi's saying. Because first of all, it's being an ami lachem. Rashi should just say the chatzi chatzi. You know that you should do chatzi lachem chatzi lachem. You know, or something like that. He just says shiyismachu b'maychal mishnah. Okay, fine. That's one question. But I think stronger l'haros to show that it's a day which is mekubal and whatever. It's not to show anything. If you say that Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer's holding is that Shavuos is already defined, and therefore it's already defined. Now you just have to express both characteristics. So it's not like you're trying to show that this is a special day. It's a different structure. The Kedusha Yom of Shavuos is different than every other Yontif. So it's not like because you're trying to show anything, just say because this day is already defined, this is a different day. Like, do you want to show something sounds like a super added kind of reason, not because intrinsically it's different. Okay. Another question I think is that I think it's hard to say that this is a stam question on Rabbi Lazar, not necessarily on you, but just stam on Rabbi Lazar, is it's hard to say that the Kedusha Yom of the Shol Shogolim is different. It seems like they're Yotif. What's Yotif? Aseres. You know, like, what's the deal? It's like, is he really saying is that Shavuos is a different Kedusha Yom? Like, the other days are defined by Klal Yisrael. But this is already defined. That's like a fundamental difference between the two. And it sounds like they're so to speak, a unit. The three Yom Tovim. You know? I mean, you could just say, okay, that's what he's saying. They're different. But, and that's a bit Kiddush. I think. What I would say is that he means is pshat, and this is just pshat. We don't know as far as yet, but I would say the pshat means is that he of course he holds kulo kulo kulo. They're all the same. Essentially, they're all the same. But on the other yom tovim, if you do the kulo lashem track, you're not obligated to eat a meal. You can fast, or I don't know, maybe you can't fast, I'm not really sure, but you don't have to have a meal. Look, Simchas Yontif, like we said, it's nice to do that, it kind of makes sense to do, if you're going out and eating, it's in line with the Yom, but there's no Chiyuv. According to Rabbi Lazar, there's no Chiyuv on Yontif to have Lacham. The Chiyuv is to find the day, and your defined day is Lashem. So if you decide to learn all day long, and that's all you want to do, you don't want to go out and have a good meal, you don't want to have Basav Yain, you don't want to whatever, that's fine. There's no problem with that. A normal Yontif. That's what he's saying, is that on Shavuos he agrees the ba'ina nami lacham. Is that on Shavuos you gotta have some lacham. Even if you're doing, even if you're a Lashem guy, you have to show that this day is Noach and Mekubal, is acceptable for Klal Yisrael, and we're happy about it, and therefore you have to eat. You know, so even normally he holds the Talmud Chacham have no obligation. They have a right to just sit and learn all day. Here, you have to show that this is a certain kind of a day. This day is pleasant or whatever. I mean, then we have to explain this. I'm not really good. I'm not giving a svara right now yet, but you have to explain that. It's a funny kind of thing. You have to show. What kind of thing showing? Well, who you have to show? Why do you have to show? You know, if that's whatever the day is, the day is. I would say, the way we said in Rebbe Lazar is it's still a kiyum. I mean, the yom is a yom of both. So definitely yom is the yom both. You're a guy who's a kul lashem guy, so you're defining it in this way. But what he's just saying is that since it's also the yom of lachem, so therefore it's appropriate, and it's a nice thing, it's a kiyam, it's in line with the day, to have some of the yom. But you're not chayiv, it's not chayiv to do that, it's a kiyam in the yom. But it's saying is here, Rabbi Lazar is holding your chayiv to have lachem. It's ba'inan nami lachem. You're obligated. It's an obligation. But Rabbi Lazar was just saying is, look, you're going home anyways. So what are you going to do? You're going to eat, then the shiur is over. Shira's over, what are you going to do? You're going to go home and you're going to have a little regular meal, or you're going to have a nice one? But was Rabbi Elazar going to stop? Let's say he was really in the middle of a juicy svara and was coming shkia. Would he race to stop the thing to make sure everyone would get home? No, because he doesn't have to. It's just that they already finished here. And that's what he says, Otto says, when they finish here, they tell them to go home and eat. So but now he's telling them, go since the Yantif, might as well go home and eat good stuff. But if they were in the middle, then he wouldn't stop. There's no reason to stop. But on Shavuos, you gotta stop. Even if you're in the middle, you gotta stop. You can't, it's still gonna be cool Hashem, because you're a cool Hashem guy. So it's not saying is you're gonna have a meal all the whole day. Even Rabbi Elazar wouldn't spend the whole Shavuos doing Lacham. He would still do essentially Lacham. Lashem. It's just that he would make sure he had a meal after Shir. He'd make sure he'd have a good meal after Shir. But it wouldn't be a whole half a day, it's just showing that it's a Noach HaMakubal. So as long as you have a good meal during the day, it will show that. He's not essentially changing his Shita. He's essentially holding by the same Shita, but it's like one little thing that he's adding on. But for now, we could keep it hanging as another possibility. Maharis is learning the other way. He said, no, he's learning that Yonta, that on Shavuos, he agrees with Rabbi Yishol. Okay, and Yonta and Shavuos, he agrees with Rabbi Yishol, basically it's already automatically defined, and therefore it's Chatzi Chatzi. Okay, I mean, it's another possibility. Okay, but let's see when, let's look at Tosos also, okay? I mean, I happen to like the way I'm saying better, but it's kind of smoother, it keeps him like simply, you know, you're not making such a big move within Rabbi Elazar. But it, according to my way, I still have to explain it. What's the idea? Your way is that you don't have to explain it. It's just, I mean, once you posit that in the move, then you don't have to explain it. To explain why it's different. But, you know, according to me, it's like, what's the kind of thing is this? You know, so I haven't explained that yet. But I'm just saying, pshat, I think it's really. So let's look at this Tosfos. There's a little Tosfos on Samachasim Abayz. Okay. So there's a very good, if you follow the Cheshvan a little bit of that the whole discussion between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, so you'll and you're keen on the thinking through these things through clearly, you'll notice a problem according to Rabbi Elazar, according to this Gemara. Who is this Gemara? Who's saying Hakal Modim? Is there someone who's saying Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, I guess.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think so. So I called Modim, he must be talking about Rabbi Eliezer. So it must be he's someone else. Yeah, okay, so I think it's Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Elazar, right? Not Rabbi Eliezer. Right?
Well, it's Eliezer in
Beitza. Eliezer. No, that is. No, but this Gemara is Rabbi Elazar.
Okay.
So he's saying about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, basically about Rabbi Eliezer, that he agrees in Yilachan. So what's he saying? So he's saying is that, yeah. Okay, so the problem is like this, is that, okay, so if you remember again, the Cheshbon a little bit, is Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Eliezer's argument to Rabbi Yeshua was, right, he says, Rabbi Yeshua said is that Yontif will prove, right? Because on Yontif, Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. And you see, you're not allowed to carry from outside the Tchum for Simchas Yontif because you could have done it from yesterday. So too, for Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to do it. And Rabbi Elazar said back, no, you can't prove anything from Simchas Yontif because Simchas Yontif is a Roshos. Right, so how do you prove to me anything from Yontif? Because Yontif is a Roshos. So Yontif is a Roshos, right? Oh, but 1 second. Why don't you prove it from Shavuos? Because on Shavuos, Simchas Yontif is a Chova. Right? So if you're telling me, according to Rabbi Elazar, there are two kinds of Yontif. There's Shavuos, and there's the other days, right? Or even according to my Svara, well, according to any Svara. What you're telling me is that, shot. That on Shavuos, there's a Chiyuv Simchas Yontif, and on the other Yom Tov, there's not a Chiyuv Simchas Yontif, right? So let Rabbi Shua's Raya be from Shavuos. Because on Shavuos, there's Lacham. Shavuos, there's Lacham, even according to Rabbi Elazar. And yet, you see that you're not allowed to carry from Chutzot Chum. So that should be a proof. So that's what it says. Tamar Riba, M.K. Mike Amar Abelazar, Ma Raya, Rashos LeMitzvah, the name of Tzeres Achiyach, Shehi Mitzvah. So just prove it from Atzeres, from Shulis, which he'll agree, everyone agrees is a mitzvah, so was Yantav. So that should be the same thing as Kam Pesach. So why in the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar saying, oh, you can't prove anything from Sunnah Yantav, Sunnah Yantav is a Rashos. Yeah, but there's no halacha that you could bring things Chutz L'Tchom on Shavuos. So they're all the same in that regard. Right? So he answers, I mean, if you follow the Cheshbon, I mean, he's just picking up, it's just an obvious problem once you notice it. So he answers, V'yei Shlomer, D'hadibay Rabbi Elazar, B'yatzeres Lachem, Lav Davka Mikra, El Misva. The fact that Rabbi Elazar demands Lachem on Shavuos is not from a Pasuk. It's just a Svara. Just a Svara. And since it's just a Svara, something, right? I don't know. Who cares if it's a Svara, right? What's the difference? Who cares if they call the Pasuk a Svara? Either way, he holds it's true. Then he needs someone's Yantav. So since he holds it, he needs someone's Yantav. Call it for a Pasuk Svara, who cares? But the point is, he holds it. And presumably it's a Daraisa. He's not just making it up, I have a thing. So therefore, you see. Even though it's almost the end of the mitzvah, it is a mitzvah, and you see vis-a-vis the chia, you see that you're not allowed, even though it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to care for chutz l'tchom and rotis almost yantif. It's the same thing by Karm Pesach. Who cares whether you're learning it from a pasuk or you're learning it from a svara? It doesn't seem to really make a difference. He's not really answering the question. Who cares if it's from pasuk? What's he mean? Because he doesn't have a pasuk for it, so it's a svara. So what? Let's hear a little further than Gemara. Gemara then says, Amar Rabba, Komo de Meshabbos to be an Anami Lachem. If you're going to be on Shabbos, you also need Lachem. My time to the course of Shabbos Oneg. Because it says Oneg Shabbos. So you also need Lachem on Shabbos. This is strange, right? Who's talking about Shabbos? We're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking about Yontif. Yontif's Kedusha Ziyam, Levachat Yashay, Hashem, Lachem. Shabbos is a whole different thing. Right, well, how does that come into the discussion? What, does anyone hold Chatzi Chatzi on Shabbos? There's no halacha like that. So what's he bringing in? Everyone agrees that on Shabbos you need Lachem. Because that's not Lachem. I mean, that's just the halacha of there's a din of Onek Shabbos. Right, of course there's a din of Onek Shabbos. So why is he bringing that in? And then what does he want to say further? It says, My time, you made Mishnah B'Simcha Ksev, because they're days of Mishnah B'Simcha. What does Purim have to do with it? Right? Purim, you made Mishnah B'Simcha, of course. I mean, what's like, how do these things fit into this whole discussion? Right? It's kind of hard to understand. Then, I mean, these are other questions. It's not necessarily dependent. This isn't the part I'm reading for. But I think these are further questions, separate questions. But now the Gemara says like this. Mar Bray de Ravina, so Mar the son of Ravina, Kulei Shata Haviyasa B'Tainisa, he used to fast all year round. He'd always fast. He's a big fasting guy. Okay? Tshuva, something like that, right? Balavar Me Atzarta Uporya, Umala Yom Adikipuri. Except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Those are the only days he didn't fast. Okay? Atzeres, I guess he ate at night. Atzeres, Yom Shin about Torah. Atzeres, because Shavuos is the day the Torah was given. Okay, now that's why he's bringing it in, right? That's why he says on Shavuos you have to have Lachem, right? Because the day the Torah was given, right? That's related to that. Purai, Mei Mishav Simcha Ksev, because Purim says Mei Mishav Simcha. And Mal Yom Dikipure, Dichsev, okay, fine. That's the whole Gemara that you have to, you fast, eat on Erev Tisha B'Av, and it's like you fasted on, right? Okay.
He's talking about the day before
he. Yeah. Okay. The day before Yom Kippur, right? Then it's like this. Rav Yosef, I'm jump skipping a little bit. B'yoma Be'atzarta on Shavuos, Amar, he said, Avdi Li Egla Tlasa. Make for me an egel, the Shlishi Lebetan. So, move Karhu. Some delicacy, some fancy delicacy. Okay? Half, a third of the stomach, whatever. The best. Make me the best dish. Okay, today's make me the best stuff. Why? Omar, he said, Eloha Yoma, right, the Kagarim, if not for this day which caused it, Kama Yosef Ika B'Shukah. There would have been so many Yosefs in the Shuk. What makes me different than every other Yosef in the Shach and makes me Rav Yosef is because of this day. So there was a special simcha that he had on this day that he had the best food on this day. Here Rashi it says, Avdi li have a mitzave lanche besa lachan lasuda. He prepared the people in the house to make him a big suda. Ilav hayoma shalamanti Torah, that I learned Torah and it's ramanti, and I rose myself, exalted myself. Hare anashim hare b'shuk shushman Yosef. Uma beni levena, what would have been different between me and them? In other words, he's saying is that I realize that I'm not as intrinsically superior to all the other Yosef guys in the street. It just happened to be that there was a day called Shavuos. It was a day of Matan Torah, and because of Matan Torah, he became superior. But if there wasn't Matan Torah, then he would have just been like a regular guy. Okay, may have been intelligent, but whatever, a lot of intelligent guys. What made him unique is because of the phenomenon of Matan Torah. So that's why he had a special simcha on this day. Right, so these are in line with this idea that on Shavuos, right, that's what he's saying, is that even Rabbi Elazar agrees, everyone agrees, on Shavuos, you have to have lachem. Right?
How do you fast all the days of the year except for three?
That's what's true. Mars is a good point. I mean, if you're telling you this is a great, happy, special day, Shavuos, so then learn more on that day. When are you eating? What is it? You're trading in now? Now you're caving? Now you're starting to eat? Right? It's a funny type of a thing. Right? So what's the clue? Rashi tells us. He explains it a little bit. Laharos, to show that it's a day which is Noach HaMakubal, pleasant and accepting upon Klal Yisrael. And it's the show. You see, he would tell his people to make him a big meal, and he used to say, if not for today, I mean, there's some sort of like showing going on. Right? Some sort of showing. What are you showing? What I want to do, I guess, we're going to leave the problem, but I think I'd like to explain this problem by Yontif, by Shavuos, because I think that's really our sugya. You know, the Purim and the Shabbos would be nice if we could have an idea, and maybe we could bring it in, but, I mean, it's hard to know, I don't know, those seem like a little harder types of issues, you know, and a little bit more peripheral, but maybe we could say something about it. But, I mean, the main thing I want to explain is the Shavuos thing.
Tosfos.
The Tosfos problem also, that's an important problem, you know. And then I'd like to do is move on. We can move on to Beitza. Because I don't know how long it's going to take us tomorrow. It's always hard to tell. But it's mainly, I think, one idea. One or two, whatever. And then after that, Le'in Nachal Na. The next part of Gemara. My Le'in Nachal Na. Okay, it's talking about a case. And this is a halacha, it's important. It's like if a guy forgets to put an Erev Tov Shila, and then there's questions about whether he could rely on other people's Erev Tov Shila. So then that's the next sugya. And it's going to bring us all, we're going to jump around a little bit. But I mean, I guess you could prepare this, and maybe I'll tell you some facts about what we're going to do tomorrow, you know? Just to prepare, you can prepare this far. But that's where we're headed next. I mean, another interesting area. Let me jumping around a little bit.